You're listening to The TP Cast,
the official podcast of Thomas Productions, Inc.
Here we discuss all of our latest videos, as well as other topics such as movies, Halo news, machinima, and so much more. So fasten your seatbelts, cause it's time for The TP Cast. And now, here are your very gracious hosts, Lay, Kevin, and Kyle. Hey everybody, welcome to TPCast episode number 55.
Or 50 live.
Oh, that was good. We're, if you're listening to us live, thanks for being here.
If not, then why not?
Poo on you. So now we have, for this episode, we have the results. Whoopsie, I forgot to stop that. I was worried that was going to happen. Anyway.
Hold up. I'm Kevin.
Oh, yeah. I'm Lane.
I'm Kyle. What's going on?
All right, so...
This is how we usually do our podcast, if you want to...
We always look at the computer.
This is what it looks like.
All right, so...
Always staring at the stupid...
I know that we have... I'm not sure if we have any listeners, but we'll just keep going. All right, so for this episode, we have the results from the third annual Thomas Productions Movie Awards.
You clap too. Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
How many people voted?
12 or 13. But, about, only 10 got counted because people...
I just swallowed them again.
People, left areas blank. So...
I wouldn't do
like,
that.
Like, a lot of areas. Like, half or more. So... And I think I said not to, you know, vote on all of them. So... Sorry, but you can learn for your next year's, so.
Cool.
Alright, so now, let's get into some talking.
What have we been doing?
Oh, we've been making Marlin. We just finished filming, Marlin number 39.
The episode's next one is gonna be the season finale.
Well, yeah, the next one that we film will be the season finale. Okay.
We can't tell you anything about the one that we just did.
Obviously. But, so, that one that we just filmed, I'll try and edit it this week. I'm guessing it's not going to be up by Friday, because I'm not sure if you, I don't think I told you guys yet, but I'm going to be gone for, like,
no.
Like Wednesday and... Thursday, I think. Maybe even Friday. Because we're going up to Sacramento. Because there's like this tour of like the capital there or something. So we're going to do that. So.
That sounds extremely boring.
Maybe we'll see Arnold.
Yeah. Right. Did you hear that? I think Arnold wants to split California into four different cities.
No. That's bogus.
I know. It's not gonna happen, but somebody decided that that would be a fun idea.
54 states doesn't have a nice ring.
Actually, 53.
I thought you said you wanted to split it up into...
Yeah, but if you split California into four states, I'd then be adding three, since California is already a state.
Aha. But would California then be...
It would be California and Caledonia, I think.
Yeah, because then which section of California would be called California?
The awesome one.
Yeah.
This one.
Or there's the theory where we can, the California could just be its own country.
What if they split it down right in between our houses? So we're in different states.
That would be funky.
You'd have to write our addresses differently. If I want to send a letter to you, which I don't do, it's email.
I could see where, like, if they just, you know, you have California, and then you just, like, shop it right here, so it's, like, the two halves, like, so it's, like, North California, South California.
Maybe there'd be a North. Okay, let me talk about this.
Okay.
Talk about that.
Alright, so, not too much more news on Halo 3 ODST. I think we mentioned in the last podcast, the render to video beta. So that's still going on.
Also, I would like to make a correction that I said on the last one. I said I spilled all my speak, and I meant spilled.
I put it in there. Sorry for my absence, guys.
Yeah, he's been doing some drum lessons.
Very nice.
All right, so what else? I've been coming up with some more ideas for Machinima that might be released over the summer, besides our Project Black Knight episode.
Which we have not yet, but it's planned to happen.
At this point, it seems like it's going to go into, obviously, 2010, as well as maybe 2011, but maybe even 2012.
Since we seem to be speeding up one episode a year.
Yeah. Although, I think episode two will be definitely shorter than episode one was. Because that was kind of like a kickoff. I'm guessing it'll be two parts, definitely two parts.
On YouTube, we already have 15 minutes, I'm guessing. We already have lots of film. We filmed, when we were back doing episode one, we filmed part of episode two and episode three. I'm not sure though, because of the whole YouTube thing, if I'm going to bother putting it up, because I want to still use other music instead of YouTube. It's like the best thing.
Plus, you can just put it all in one.
You don't have to split it up into sections. So, of course, we don't have a bunch of news on that.
So you won't be left in the dark. All right, so like I said, I'm coming up with some other Machinima ideas. There's like another little side series I'm thinking about doing. So, we mentioned last week that thing about releasing a soundtrack for Marlon Marley, like original music for the series.
One track, I don't know.
At some point, probably, maybe in volume two. That might work out, because we're still going to continue the series, which means more music is going to come out.
Maybe it's in the 2020. I don't think so.
Because the tracks are kind of short. Yeah.
When? I don't know, in a little bit.
So that's even more likely to happen now. I said it's probably going to happen. It's almost definitely going to happen now.
I think I have all the tracks finalized and stuff.
What are you talking about? A soundtrack for the Elite that will be released.
Original music, by the way.
Composed by Moi.
I've started working on that. Like, you know, chords on the guitar, and then some of the stuff.
So we'll tell you when it's released. And it'll most likely be, I'm guessing, like $15 or something.
Talking about that, that has to happen.
Like one of the last things. If we don't have anything else that we want to say, let's do the TPMA results.
All right.
Yeah.
You want to see that?
third annual Construction Movie Award that we have
results right here.
All right. First category.
I'm going to have to do that voice.
All right. Best stuff.
Detective Awesome
and the Mystery of the Christmas Murder.
Detective Awesome
and the Case of Vile 3.
Super Kyle.
And Forces Horde Hairdo.
And the winner is
Detective Awesome and the Mystery of the Christmas Murder.
Best stunts.
It was jumping off the stage.
And then we were on the roof.
And then we pushed the dummy off the roof.
Really, dummy. That was me.
That's what I meant, Kevin.
I almost fell off and died.
And also, it was my character.
Anyway, during filming that, I almost fell off and died.
Bitter one.
Okay, so, all right. Next category.
Best voice.
The category for best visual effects.
The nominees are
Mick Juice,
Detective Awesome
in the Case of Vile 3,
and Fred.
And the winner is
Mick Juice.
For best visual effects.
That was so fun to make. I love it.
I like the filming. The effects were a pain in the butt for me because I was just trying to figure out motion, and it was really hard.
Motion is the visual effects software. My hard work paid off then.
Yes. So I'm very happy with that.
Second place was
Case of Vile 3, which
there were a lot of cool effects,
especially when the whole town blew up.
I like that. The most fun I've ever had making a movie was Vile 3.
Yeah,
we got to go back there and do something else.
I think another Detective Awesome there would just be a little too.
Okay. All right. By the way,
Okay.
Another day.
All right. Next category. Best cinematography.
Nominees are
Project Black Knight, Prologue, Detective Awesome, and the Mystery of the Christmas Murder, and Brent.
And the winner is
Project Black Knight, Prologue. For best cinematography.
You guys gotta start clapping.
I don't think there's anyone on the live.
I know, but when you're listening to it on your iPod or whatever.
Yeah.
Come on. Especially if you voted for it.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. The next runner-up.
Can you guys hear me?
Project Black Knight won with 6 votes. Next was Friend with 3, and Christmas Murder only got 1.
All right. At least somebody voted for it.
Category for Best Music Editing.
The nominees are
Project Black Knight, Prologue, Detective Awesome in the Case of Vile 3, Halo 3 Dance TV 2, and Frit. And the winner is Project Black Knight, Prologue, and Halo 3 Dance TV 2. They both got 4 votes.
Did you vote?
I did. Although, I must say, I kind of left out the last two categories because I kind of felt that that would be a little too cheap since I kind of helped make them. So that was like the best. I left out the best Marlin of all time and no, wait, I think I voted on that. I left out the best TP video of all time and I think that was about it. Yeah.
Wait, then how come you're skipping and not counting all those other people that didn't vote on it?
Because they didn't. They left out like 8 categories or more. So.
No!
You guys better vote next year on all of them.
Right. Next category for Best Sound Editing. The nominees are Project Black Knight Prologue, Detective Awesome in the Case of Vile 3, and The California Weather Report.
For what category?
Best Sound Editing.
Ooh.
And the winner is The California Weather Report. With 5 votes.
Ooh.
Project Black Knight came
what
in with
sound
4 votes.
Was there?
I added in rain sound effects.
Ooh, nice. That got 5 votes. No, nice. Really good. Good movie. Mm-hmm. Fun making that one, too.
Yeah. Alright, so the next category for best editing. The nominees are Project Black Knight, Prologue, Halo 3 Dance TV 2, and Friend. And the winner is Project Black Knight Prologue. With 5 votes. The next one, Friend, got 3 votes.
Got lots of Project Black Knight fans.
Yeah.
You won't be disappointed with the next few episodes, or any of them. Because I wrote
especially
them.
The last one.
No, seriously, though, I wrote, like, all the scripts, pretty much. Pretty proud of it.
Alright, so, next category for Best Two-Part Marlin Episode. Right. The nominees are, episodes 15 and 16, aka The Choppers and Marlin of the Dunes. Episodes 21 and 22, Drafted and Escape, and episodes 33 and 34, Elite and Hell. And the winner is episodes 21 and 22, Drafted and Escape.
The introduction of Cotton Swab. Cotton Swab and Koi Van Sexy and Grandma. Yeah. Like my three recurring characters.
Well, it wasn't the first time we've seen Grandma, but...
Yeah, but... Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so the next runner-up was... The next runner-up was episodes 33 and 34, with 3 votes. And then the other one got 2 votes. Okay. Alright. Next category. Best New Marlin Episode. Nominees are... episode 18, Hot Air. Episode 31, Driver's Ed. Episode 33... Elite, and episode 25, Reunion. And the winner is episode 18,
yes.
Hot Air.
That is my favorite Marlin episode of all time, I'll tell you that. Mine is still episode 5.
It's definitely part of the cream of the crop bunch.
If we were to make a best of DVD.
Which we're not.
I know. Maybe we'd definitely be on there.
Alright. The next category... Best Machinima Long, a.k.a. Best Long Machinima. The nominees are Project Black Knight Prologue, Friend, and Halo 3 Dance TV 2.
Let me just say, if history repeats itself, Project Black Knight's going to win. See if I'm right.
Winner is Halo 3... No, just kidding. No. It's Project Black Knight Prologue.
Okay.
That one had 6 votes. There was a tie for second with Friend and Halo 3.
I do agree, though. It's a really good machine, man.
Not to toot our own horn.
No, I'm kidding.
All right. Best Short Machinima. The nominees are A Message from Marlin, 4th of July, The Light, Waiting for Indy, and The Real Joe the Plumber. And the winner is A Message from Marlin, 4th of July, with 4 votes.
Wasn't that one supposed to go up on 4th of July, but you had some sort of problem?
No, it did end up going up on 4th of July. We just had
slightly
to work at it.
Quality.
Yeah.
That was really, really funny.
Yeah, it was like 4th of July, and there was like events going out outside. We were having like this party outside, and I kept like running back in trying to like fix stuff and see if it was exporting correctly, and it wasn't.
You're
trying to upload to Google Video instead. That didn't work.
Wasn't that one like longer than some of the actual episodes?
I think so. It might be like 8 minutes or something.
It was a really long short. I don't think there are going to be probably any more Message from Marlins.
We got all the
holidays taken care of.
Most of them.
All I got left to do is
unless
like
we start getting into Kwanzaa or
like mini
Hanukkah.
I think we should do like mini webisodes instead. You know.
Alright, next category.
Not to get your hopes up, but just saying we might.
You know what we should do sometime is do one of those what's it called, where they have the links in the video, so it's like play along, choose your own
adventure
type. Oh,
yeah. I mean, that's a lot of work, because it's like a lot of separate videos.
Yeah, but you have to, like, when you're uploading them, just put them on private until everything's all totally completed.
Alright.
Anyway.
So, best live action short. The nominees are Quantum of Solace infomercial, Running Riot, McChoose, and The Story of Peeps. And the winner is Mick Juice with 5 votes. Second was Quantum of Solace Infomercial with 3 votes. The others got 1 vote. Alright. Best live action video. Long. Best long live action video. The nominees are Horses Horde Hairdo, California Weather Report, and OMG Hacks.
Can I just say that Horses Horde Hairdo was probably the funnest, one of the funnest live action videos we've ever done besides Violet Lee. I just had so much fun making that one. It was our first video that we made with the HD camera. It was supposed to be kind of like a test video, but it turned into something much more when we were filming it.
And guess what?
It won.
No. Just kidding, it won.
Oh, yeah.
Horses Horde Hairdo with 4 votes. California Weather Report and OMG Hacks got 3 votes.
Those are both pretty good. I don't remember anything about OMG Hacks, though. It was so long ago.
Yeah, it was just like the fake interview. It was last summer.
Wow.
Alright, next.
I bet Kevin looks different. He looks different every
His hair is...
Kevin looks different.
His hair's a lot shorter.
Kevin, hey, you know what I'm going to do? As soon as school's over, I'm cutting it.
Kevin, shaving it, bald head.
Kevin looks different every year. I don't change very much, but Kevin's always got a new face.
By the way, I just had a haircut. Did you know?
I can tell you.
Okay. Alright, best voice actor. The nominees are me.
Me. And him.
Kevin and him. Alright. And the winner is me.
Oh, but again. I got more votes than Kevin. Yes, thank you.
Kyle was second place.
Even though I didn't win, thank you for voting for me because I got more
than
Kevin.
How many votes did I get?
You got 2. All right,
I got 4. Okay. Kyle got 3. You got 2.
Wow, thanks.
Alright. And best supporting actor. Alright, the nominees are me, again, for Super Kyle and Pop, Kevin for McJuice California Weather Report, and Kyle for Detective Awesome, just I think the original, and Quantum of Solace infomercial. And the winner is Kyle.
Yes! Thank you guys so much.
Kyle
I
got.
I should be clapping for myself.
Kyle got 5 votes. Kevin, you came in second with 3, and I got 2.
Thank you guys so much. That feels so good.
Alright.
I told myself I wanted to win at least one thing, and then I'd be happy.
Next category. Best lead actor. The nominees are... me. For McChoose, Story of Peeps. Kevin for Detective Awesome and Quantum of Solace Infomercial. And Kyle for Running Riot and Super Kyle. And the winner is... Kevin and... Kyle.
Ooh.
You both got 4 votes.
Well,
I got 2.
Well, thanks again. Now I feel really good. Lead and supporting.
All right.
I should do my own movie by myself.
That's it. I quit.
No, it's your own series. It's
the
Kyle
Show.
Show.
Oh, the okay. Kyle. That's the Kyle Show, stupid. Like, the Kyle.
The Kyle Comedy.
The Kyle Experience.
The Kyle Comedy Conundrum. That has to be 2K.
It could be a
hell
case. It has to be.
Oh, the KKK. That would suck. Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Best new Kevin character.
I win!
All right. The nominees are Detective Awesome and Chuz from California Weather Report. The winner is Detective Awesome. Detective Awesome got like 9 votes, and I thought that it was gonna stay that way until the very last one when someone voted for Chuz. So. But
thank you.
Still beat it. All right. Best new Kyle character.
Yay!
Wait,
a category for
when
me.
You said that you the last thing you just said, like, were you checking in on what people were voting for every once in a while?
No, I just I did the method where it was Thursday night, I just counted all of them up, which it was kind of painstaking because I just got a bunch of, you know, emails with all the responses. So I just had to go through and write everything like down and type it in like, okay, that got 1 vote, that got a vote, that got a vote. Took a really long time. By the end, my eyes were like completely glazed from looking at the computer screen.
How many like emails did you have?
I guess that was like 13 or 14.
Well, except for you, because I think you forgot to put in something and then sent it again.
No, you know what happened was, the first few times it didn't let me send it.
Ah, then, stupid Mac!
And then I think I might have forgotten something, so I sent it again.
Yeah, because I saw that and I started to count it and I'm like, wait, it's from the same IP and it's voting for all the same stuff except these two questions that didn't get filled in are now filled in. So I just didn't count the other one and then counted the one with all of them.
That's probably me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy that I get my own category.
Alright, best new Kyle
makes
character.
Makes me feel important.
The nominees are Dr.
Hey, boys!
The nominees are Dr. Ska. I'm talking like Australian.
British Australian.
The nominees are Dr. Ska from Detective Awesome, Sheepdog from Detective Awesome and the Case of Vile 3, and Director from Quantum of Solace Infomercial. And the winner is Sheepdog from Detective Awesome in the Case of Vile 3.
I love that character.
Your other
it's
two,
so fun.
Your other two characters tied.
How many votes did it?
With two. The Sheepdog won with 6 votes. The other two got 2 votes each.
Nice.
Alright. Best new lane character! Yay! Alright.
You win!
The nominees are The Weatherman from California Weather Report, Mick Juice, and Farmer Peep. The winner is Mick Juice.
I don't remember
with
who I voted for.
6 votes. Weatherman got 3 votes. Farmer Peep got 1 vote. I think... I'm trying to think of what I voted for. I can't remember. All right. We're getting up to the big categories. Okay.
Big ones.
All right.
Well, of course, mine counts as in the big category because I'm so important.
All right. The best new... Or, sorry. Best Detective Awesome movie. The nominees are Detective Awesome, the original, Detective Awesome in the Case of Vile 3, and Detective Awesome and the Mystery of the Christmas Murder. And the winner is The Case of Vile 3, which got 7 votes.
Man, that movie was just so fun. I can't believe we had as much fun as we did.
And then
we stayed
it's
there for like,
still been less than a year, right?
Yeah.
We stayed for like
it was in July,
2 days, two or 3 days, right?
Yeah. And the follow-up
we went on location.
Yeah.
We took like an hour-long drive to get to this place and finally had a lot of fun.
The beach!
A lot of fun there. People were staring at us and coming up to us.
And we had to film each
shot about 12 times because there were so many people.
Yeah.
And then we were filming the one part where you come like walking up and then like one person passed. We weren't rolling the camera, but one person passed up and he's like, "Right on."
I forgot about that. Remember the one where when I come out and the thing explodes, there was this old lady, or not old lady, just some like cleaning lady coming out.
Oh,
around,
yeah.
Like every time when we had to film it like 4 times or 5 times.
Mm-hmm. The part on the beach where you're sitting there and you get the phone call, we kind of had to film that really fast.
Because Kevin didn't want to be seen in that outfit. And it was like right in the middle of the beach.
Alright, so, by the way, the runner-up for that was Mystery of the Christmas Murder with 2 votes.
Can't believe the original.
And the original got 1 vote. I would disagree. I would say Case of Vile 3 and the original are...
Can I just say one thing about the Case of Vile 3? The actual Vile 3, which is now sitting right there on Lane's desk...
Oh, I just knocked over some action figures in the process.
What happened was, it was cleaning week or whatever, where you throw everything out on your street and garbage cleaners, whatever,
and people
come and take it. And I was walking, whatever, looking...
Hobo Paradise.
Yeah, Hobo Paradise, just looking, see what people had, and I found that, and I'm like, oh man, this is going to be awesome for whatever. We could definitely use it for one of our movies with Lane. So I brought it to Lane, and we kind of came up with Vile 3 just because it said Vile 3 on it. It was actually labeled Vile 3. We didn't have to put that on. No, also the bomb from the first Detective Awesome was one that thing that I think our dad brought home from his work.
Wasn't it like a hard drive from a TiVo or something?
Something like that. I don't really remember.
I think someone pointed that out in the comments. He was like,
so
hey,
ago.
That's a hard drive.
It was so long ago. But anything Anything electronic-y, I'd like to
electronic.
Give to them. I give to Lane and then we never use it, but those two. Good enough.
Alright.
It's a Detective Awesome stuff that gets used.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we started that.
Yeah.
They're so fun.
Alright. Next category. Best Marlon Dealey episode of all time. Oh. Which is episode 1 through current. Now, we got a lot of nominees for this because it's, you know, free reign. You could put whatever you want. It just has to be, you know, Marlon episode. So some of the nominees that we got are Roberto's Avenge, of course. Marlon of the Dunes. Hot Air, episode 18.
Yeah.
Episode 29, Game Show. Episode 30.
That's a surprise. Good.
Yeah. Episode 33, Elite. Episode... Sorry, that's supposed to be 25. Episode 25, Reunion. Episode 36, Hell. All right, what's the nominees that we got? The winner is episode 18.
Yes! Right there.
That got 3 votes.
Wow. I love that episode.
The second.
You know what? Wait, can I say? Yeah. What? Oh, good. Yeah.
The runner-up was episode 16, Marlon of the Dunes.
Wow, that's a surprise.
Each of the other ones got 1 vote.
Anyway.
So, Kevin, it looks like you're the one who voted for Roberto's Avenge.
Oh, well.
Okay.
I tried.
What?
I tried.
Sounds a bit right. Anyway, episode 18, what I love about that one is that it's so different from all the other ones. It's like, I feel like, I know I've said this before, I feel like we got a new director and that's his first episode.
Yeah, just because...
Even the comedy style is just different from all the other ones. It's the only episode of its kind, and it's the funniest of all time.
You also said, what was it, number 37, episode 37. Last one that, oh no, not the last one that we put out, but one episode 37 other. Was, you said, like, I feel the same way, like, we have a new director.
Like, I think well, you even 37? Said in the description that one was really fun to make.
It was, what just was because of the whole ending.
Oh, yeah.
We'd go see that, by the way.
It is so fun.
Yeah. Okay, we're getting to the last categories. Alright. Best TP video of all time.
Ooh.
This is, again, free reign. Anyone. This is, like, even more free reign, though.
Because we have,
you
like,
can vote for anything that you want in any of our videos.
Hundreds of
Did
videos.
Did anyone vote for any of my only Elite videos?
Yeah.
Alright. Of course, it's, like, we're most popular for that.
Alright, so some of the nominees that we got are, Pop, Friend, McJuice, of course, you know, Project Black Knight Prologue.
Cool.
Detective Awesome in the Case of Vial 3. Here's some Marlon the Elites. Episode 18, Hot Air.
Ooh.
Episode 15, Roberto's Avenge. And
that's 5, 6, 5.
No, sorry. My mistake.
Of course, if anybody knows what the episodes are, it's us. We made them.
And... Commercial Sabotage. Alright.
Oh,
so,
Commercial Sabotage, that's a good one.
That was so fun to make.
I still think we should make, like, a Billy Mays spin-off video.
Oh, God. I'm so embarrassed every time I watch it.
Because you know now he has his own TV show on the Discovery Channel. It's called Pitchmen. So he and this other guy that I haven't actually seen, but apparently he's, like, famous like Billy Mays. His name is Anthony Sullivan. He's like, "Hi, Anthony Sullivan here," and it's basically about them. They like are looking for different infomercial products or something to do commercials for, and then they get into arguments. And Billy Mays is like, he's pretty immature. And at one point he flashes. Anthony Sullivan, like, he pulls down his pants, but he still has his underwear on.
Oh, my
and he,
gosh.
Like, he, like, bends over.
Oh, I do not want to watch that show. Have you seen it?
Of course. I've seen that.
Oh.
Alright. Alright. So, best TP video of all time. The winner is... It's Marlon the Elite. Episode 18.
Yes!
Hot Air.
Oh, man. That might be my favorite.
This
TV
one just
video.
Happened to be, you know, this is kind of one of those things where it just happens to be by chance, because there are so many options that if two people vote for the same thing, it's basically going to win or tie with something else. So, Kevin, I'm afraid your episode, everything else got one vote. I'm afraid your Roberto's Avenge didn't win.
I tried. So, what did they
like
minute?
I said, I didn't vote in that one, so...
So, how many votes did each one get?
Everyone got one vote except for the winning one, episode 18. So, your vote and then someone else's vote. Not mine.
Of course,
I didn't vote with that one. Alright, now... We have another category, which we, you know, usually do. It's not one... It's not one that you directly vote on. It's Best Picture winner for this year. It's basically...
The video that got the most votes in every category.
Yeah. So...
I mean, videos that were nominated more than one. It's hard to explain.
Yeah, like...
Basically...
Like, say, like, Project Black Knight got nominated for, you know, like, one, I should say, for Best Cinematography... best editing,
I'm stretching.
Best music editing and stuff, so that would be nominated. Then McJuice got nominated for Best Visual Effects. Oh, what was it? There was a couple of other. Best Live Action Short. So, basically, whoever won the most categories will win Best Picture. So, kind of the top two nominees were Project Black Knight Prologue and McJuice. Oh, wait, a hand, sorry. My mistake. Not McJuice. Marlon Vili, episode 18, Hot Air. I think McJuice is also another one, but I didn't write it down. I just put the top two. Anyway, the winner for Best Picture is Project Black Knight Prologue for this year.
Good one.
Four wins. And then second was episode 18, Hot Air, with three wins.
Nice.
I think McJuice maybe tied... Hot Air, or it came in third. So, yeah, so that's it. And again, the Best Picture is only for this year. So, that is the third annual TPMAs. So,
cool. Thank you all for voting.
Yeah, thanks. I spammed the descriptions of our videos with those. So... We'll be doing these again next year. I'm not sure. The only thing that I might change as far as the layout is if I could develop some sort of a system where it counts up the votes
also,
for you. So it just...
Here's an idea for another category easier. Would be just like the last one you do. It's, you don't indirectly vote for it, but the video that has the most total votes.
Oh, that should be good.
Project Black Knight, like 14 or 15, 20 maybe.
That's a good idea. Remind me of that next year.
If I may.
Wait, what was your idea?
The video with the most total votes.
Alright, so... now I guess would be the time where we read emails and voicemails. Although we didn't get any!
Hey! What's up?
So... email us at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com and call in 208-474-2690. Call us and tell us anything. Tell us what your shopping list has on it.
Tell us which videos you voted for.
Yeah.
We'd like to hear what you think of. Don't just say, you know, which one you voted for. Tell us why you voted for. What did you like about it? About the video?
Yeah. Alright, so, yeah, please do that. Alright, so, what is next up? If we don't want to talk about anything else, I guess.
Oh,
I think Kyle knows what it is.
I know what it is.
Oh, that's another thing. We should talk about that right now. It wasn't what I was thinking of, but.
I'm guessing you think you mean the demon.
Yes.
Interesting here too.
So, we made a little documentary, you could say.
To which Kevin was a very small part of.
A little inside video.
Okay.
On How we make Merlin episodes?
Oh, man. I'll come in later.
And so we filmed, you know, basically the whole process and stuff. You know, it's editing. It's been edited. We're waiting. We're going to release it on June 13th once the season finale of Merlin has been out.
Okay. Once you see it, you'll see that I wasn't in it very much, and there's a couple reasons behind that. So the first one is...
One, nobody likes you.
No, the first one is I was filming some of it, so I'm behind camera, so you can't see me. Another one is, again, I had to go to drum lessons. So, you had to do that without me, so... I'm still in it, though.
Like, you don't do, like any of the introductions, per se. Yeah, I do... You're still in it, like, with the...
I introduce myself, and then you can see me doing voices for stuff.
Basically, yeah. What it is you see how we do what we do. You see, like, what it looks like when we do voiceovers, what it looks like when Lane's editing or hooking up whatever.
You said they're, like, two different...
Yeah, what happened is...
There's going to be a couple of spin-off videos. One would be, like, the extended version of...
I filmed how, like, our method of capturing video to the computer, because quite a few people have been asking about that, and I just went, like, really detailed in, so hopefully if someone asks, I could just send them that link and they would be set. So, consequently, that portion, just by itself, of how to capture and our capture setup turned out to be, like, 13 or 14 minutes. So...
Along with the video, making a Wanda video, which is already about, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah, so... I cut that out. I just put it in, just a little bit in, but...
It's also probably about 10 hours of outtakes, right?
No, it's only like 6 or 7 minutes of outtakes.
Don't post any outtake things.
I don't know.
That just ruined it.
Alright, so, but, so I included a little bit of the capturing process in, you know, the making of Marlon the Elite, kind of like a broad overview, but then I'm gonna post another, set of videos, which is detailing the whole capture setup and how to connect all the little cords and stuff.
Yeah,
so
there's also like what's going on when we're actually acting out. You know, we don't just do it. We have to like say what's happening.
Yeah, we say kind of like roughly
the basic lines,
what our lines
and
are.
You can see that the lines definitely change from, you know, filming it to actually editing it.
Mm.
You'll get to see that.
We're actually like. Recording our voices, we'll come up with ideas that are just so funny, and we put them in, and sometimes you can actually hear Lane laughing in the background, like, in episodes.
Like, I'll be, like, sitting here, and Kevin's doing a line or something, and I'm, like, trying my hardest not to laugh.
You
I'm,
know,
like,
it's,
I'm covering my mouth.
It's usually when I'm doing a line, just because I'm so funny.
Oh, and sometimes when we're filming live-action movies, and there's something so funny that... I keep laughing, that Lane starts laughing, and then I'll start laughing. He goes like this.
Yeah, I'll cover. Does that make you laugh more?
I know, and then when he does this, I just start laughing more, and I'm like, no.
It's covering his nose with his shirt.
Yeah.
I think pulling it up. One of those shots is in Detective Awesome 1, where I take off the duck hat. No, do I put on the duck hat? Yeah. That one took forever, like 10 shots or more to do. This didn't help at all, Lane.
Okay. I'll know that for future reference.
Instead, press the button, then run away.
So anyway, it's called Behind the Scenes Marlon the Elite.
It'll be up June 13th. So look out for that. Alright, now we'll get to the part that I was talking about, which is...
Unhail the Demons.
A review of Angels and Demons, for which we are going to get the sheepdog down.
Okay.
While we're doing that, I'll play the little, he's already here. Let me play the little sound clip that we have for Sheepdog movie reviews. I'm not sure if you people on the live, thing will be able to hear it, if there are any people on the live thing. So.
Which so far looks like
this Sheepdog is the one in Detective Awesome 2.
Alright.
Case of Earth 3.
Time once again for another segment of
Sheepdog Movie Reviews.
I think what you should have done was it's time for another segment of, and then something like super like a crash sound, like, and then just be like,
Sheepdog Movie Reviews.
Sheepdog Movie Reviews.
I actually remembered to stop the clip this time. Anyway, by the way, this is going to be very, very spoiler-tastic, so, play this.
I have not seen it, and I will not see it, because it's spoiled.
Status report! Captain, we have incoming spoilers off the port bow! Quick, evasive maneuvers! Negative, Captain! There are too many of them! They're coming in fast!
Oh, crap!
Quick, brace for impact!
Of course, you have to add that in there. By the way, that is known as the Kyle Helm, something that I was just doing during one of the episodes, and it was just so funny we had to record it. And then we put it in any episode that'll take it.
Yeah. Okay, so I believe the sheepdog asks the questions, and then I supply the answers.
Okay.
So, Lane, what movie did you see?
Angels and Demons.
What did you think of it?
I actually, a lot of the reviewers thought that it pretty much sucked, but I actually really, really enjoyed it, and I liked it a lot better than the Da Vinci Code movie.
Do you think you have to see the Da Vinci Code to understand this one?
No, you don't. It's pretty much separate, so it could take place after the Da Vinci Code or before, even though technically, you know, when they wrote the books, it takes place before. But it's kind of like a new James Bond movie where James Bond's in it, but he's like on a different adventure. So
oh, sorry, I was just thinking myself.
Okay, so
what is the movie about?
All right, it's about, jeez, I forget his name. The Tom Hanks character. He's this dude who sees symbols and stuff. So the Vatican comes and like, hey, we need your help because a couple of our guys got kidnapped and they're going to be killed.
Are there any Leverage references?
Not that I recall because I don't watch Leverage. And apparently these bad guys stole this antimatter, which is basically like the particle which like created the universe, which would contradict people's religions and stuff. So they hid that somewhere, and it's, like, running off of, a battery to help sustain it. And if the battery runs out, everything's gonna explode, or, like, there'll be a giant explosion. Alright, next question.
Does it work?
What do you mean? Does
everything go boom?
There is a boom in it, and the special effects in it are super good.
Wait, does the boom make the old people jump out and die? Jump out of their seats.
In the theater?
Yes.
It didn't seem like it, but the special effects are super cool. And there's like this part.
Was there a helicopter shot?
Yeah.
Was it awesome?
Yeah.
Did it go crashing down?
Alright, so here's the thing. So like Ewan McGregor, the character that he plays, he like sacrifices himself. He like, are you guys gonna go see the movie? I don't think so. So he sacrifices himself once they find the guard particle because they don't have enough time to replace the battery. So then he basically goes in the chopper and flies up. And you think he's going to sacrifice himself, but at the last minute, he jumps out with a parachute. Anyway, it goes up really high, and then the God particle, like, explodes in the sky. But even if that it's, you know, way up in the sky, there's still, like, this giant shockwave. And everyone goes flying back, and there's, like, this one, like, newsstand or something that goes and takes out a couple guys. That part's pretty cool. And then it turns out that Ewan McGregor was behind it the whole time, and then they're gonna like go and arrest him, but then he goes and like sets himself on fire. And then dies.
That's stupid. I hate you, Lane.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
What do you give the movie out of 1? You can go from 0.1 to 0.10, which is also 10.
Well, I happen to have my own rating system, Sheepdog.
Screw you! Oh my mind!
I rate it out of 5 stars.
Out of 5 Tom Hanks.
Five Tom Hankses.
No, five Tom Hanks haircuts. He's already doing that movie. He's gross.
No, it was the first one.
The first one had the albino guy.
Oh, that beat himself up. All
right, so I would rate it definitely 4 out of 5 stars. Possibly 4.5 out of 5. Sorry. 4 Tom Hankses out of...
5 Ewan McGregors.
Out of 5 Ewan McGregors.
Why not 5?
Well...
What was missing?
It's a thriller. There were some, you know, slow portions of it, but...
As slow as the time that Harrison Ford comes out in Air Force One like this.
No, because that was funny. People on the webcam to see Sheepdog.
Well, it is big man sideways.
It is slow in some parts, and if you're the type of dude that just goes in for a lot of action, you might be disappointed. But some of the
until you get to the scene that goes boom.
No, there are like lots of different action scenes in it. It's just the boom one's really cool. Like there's this one scene where one of the, by the way, the four people that they kidnapped. Three of them die, except, and then one lives. But, like, one of the guys that dies, like, he's on fire and he's, like, hanging from this church. So, Tom Hanks and all these other police people go running in to try and save him. Then the guy who's set on the fire comes out with a gun and, like, starts shooting people. And Tom Hanks, like, jumps and ducks and then goes into this place with skulls.
Nice.
Does it set itself up for a sequel? Or, shall I say, threequel?
Well, it doesn't set itself up for another movie, so if they stop making them, it wouldn't contradict anything. But
he's writing another book.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he has another book out or if he's writing one.
I think he's writing one.
I think it's called like Digital Fortress. I don't know. I haven't read the book, so.
Do you plan on buying the books?
After seeing this movie, I'm more inclined to. After seeing the Da Vinci Code, I kind of was like. Alright, that was an okay movie. But after this one, I liked it enough where if, you know, another book came out, I would buy it. Or be more likely to buy it. So, I definitely like this movie a lot better than the Da Vinci Code.
Based on your whatever you just did, I would give it a flat 4 out of 5. Tom Hanks.
My little review.
Yes.
I'd give it a 3 because it's Hank Stevens.
Okay.
Why not a 0?
By the way, there's this other cool scene where
I'm not even gonna
which is shot, which is like shot really well, where Tom Hanks and this other bodyguard dude go down into like this archive place, but it's like all like sealed out. Careful with the mic. It's all like sealed up from like the outside because they want everything to be, you know, pristine, and so then someone shuts off the power to try and kill them and like stops air from getting in. To the one place where they're sealed into. And so then Tom Hanks and the other guy are trying to get out. And then they're kind of starting to, like, lose it because the oxygen's going. And then, of course, Tom Hanks, like, tries to push his bookcase over and break this wall of glass. And then he, like, goes unconscious and then it finally breaks and he lives. But anyway, it's really cool because when the power shuts off, like these red emergency lights come on, and the whole look and feel is just really good. By the way, the score is very good as well. Hans Zimmer, good job. All right, so that's my review of Angels and Demons.
Then the Sheepdog.
Unless we wanted to talk about summer movies that are coming up.
Nope. Okay. Harry Potter.
Are
you gonna see Harry Potter?
I am going to see Harry Potter.
Okay, well, if we're done with Sheepdog, then...
Okay. Flies and lands on
the
floor.
Where can people get their own Sheepdog if they want one?
Wait, hand me that. Let me see the brand. I got this for as a Christmas present. People want their own Sheepdog. Let's see here. By the way, it's made in China.
Oh, that's good. You know, when... I have Lane's phone number, like you think I wouldn't. I do. Right? And mm-hmm. If he calls me, the picture that comes up is
Sheepdog.
Yeah, at least it's like that.
Alright, so, I think that's about it.
Bye.
Alright, so call us again, 208-474-2690. You'll just leave a message, but still.
Also,
tell us about anything.
If you forgot the number, it's in episode 29, Game Show.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not 29, but also, it's Game Show.
If you could email us at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com, we'd very much appreciate it. I'm not sure if this this whole live thing went over so well.
I don't
well.
Think you built up enough hype for
are
it.
Are people going to be...
Because according to our little thing here, no one's watching.
Do I look sexy?
I think I look very sexy. I don't know about you.
Are people going to be able to watch here? This?
Unfortunately, no.
You guys.
So, the video was, like, it's only live. It's not recorded. The video part is not recorded, so... next time we have a live event, if you want to see the video, you should watch it live.
You better watch it. It's free, you guys. Come on.
Yeah, so the next time we'll try and announce it sooner so you have more notification.
Yeah.
It's kind of our bad because we're trying to see what time would work best for us.
Well, 1 o'clock looked good when it was a fan episode.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you back with
you. Okay. So, yeah, if we have future live events like this, tune in, because if we're doing, like, live video like we are for this live event...
It's the only chance you get.
Yeah. So, next time, tune in, because it's really good.
Email Lennon Man. He likes to get this.
Yes.
Kevin, you haven't checked your... Lemon Man's Xbox Live and what?
Yeah.
I like his avatar with the mohawk. Okay. I think that's about it. So all right, we'll see you I'm not sure when we'll do another podcast depending on how much we have to talk about. So all right, so we'll see you next time. Again, I'm Lane. Not lame, Lane.
I'm Kevin. And I'm Austin Kyle.
Of course,
yeah. Oh, just Kyle.
Yeah, see you then. All right, see ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The TP Cast. If you liked the show or hate it with your guts, please let us know by emailing us at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com or leaving us a voicemail at 208-474-2690.
If you would like to find out more about this podcast or about Thomas Productions, please visit our website at thomasproductionsinc.com.
Please note that all non-original content featured in this podcast is the sole property of their respectful owners. On the other hand, all original content featured in this podcast is the property of Thomas Productions, Inc. It should also be noted that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of Thomas Productions, Inc., although they usually do. Again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on...
The TP Cast!
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Kyle, your farts smell like egg.
Max, suck!